Senator Al Simpson. Should test scores by job applicants be altered to favor minority groups? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it is just plain hard to believe, but some of your activist friends in the civil rights movement think a person's score on a test for a job should reflect the applicant's race. Under your plan, those tested for a new job would not receive a score based solely on ability or knowledge or how well they would do on the job. Instead, minority groups would simply be given a higher score for no other reason than the color of their skin. Your pals call this plan race norming. Most bright folks call it discrimination, the very thing the civil rights movement was formed to fight against. Ted, manipulating test scores simply because of race only legalizes discrimination. Last month, I introduced legislation that would prevent race norming. Take a moment, Ted, and join me in speaking out against this insidious form of racial discrimination.
Al, it's wrong to manipulate test scores by race, but it's also wrong to rely on employment tests with significant racial or any other kind of bias. That's the heart of the race-norming controversy. Some standardized employment tests, widely used by business, measure qualities having nothing to do with job performance. Employers making hiring decisions are understandably reluctant to rely on raw scores on these tests, since the scores don't accurately measure the true ability of women and minority applicants to perform the job they're seeking. The bias in the test is not intentional, Al, but it's difficult to overcome. We need to devise more accurate tests to eliminate the bias. But until we do, employers anxious to hire the best workers for the job will choose the applicant who can do the job the best. And as business is the first to realize, Al, that's not always the worker who scores highest on unfair employment tests. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Internal Revenue Service. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.